This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of all the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick shout-out, friends, from Lima, Ohio. We're doing the Go Therefore Conference Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you're in the area, do come out. Lima, Ohio, Go Therefore Conference. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that we're going to be speaking tomorrow night. With that said, we will be out there today, tomorrow, and Sunday morning as well. If you want to call in at any time, the Comrex is set up live from Lima, Ohio, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I got to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And today is going to be a prime opportunity to prove just that point. Some time ago, actually it was on July 1st of 2019, I wrote an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I wrote the article about how the presidential candidates are handpicked. And then I laid to your candor, friends, what about the other 200 candidates that the media never told you about? This is all driving support to the administration that is, Donald Trump's administration. I'm going to go over this slowly during the first and second segment, and I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to put this together the best way that I can with the help of the Holy Ghost to open your eyes. So you can understand what is happening in your country. And by the way, what has been happening in your country for a long, long time? If you're sick and tired of the establishment, then begin to act in a different way. What is the very definition of insanity, friends? Doing the same things and getting the same results. What you're seeing, because you're doing the same things, is that you are getting the same results. The establishment is doing what it does because the people don't wake up to the games that they're playing. Vladimir Lenin said, again, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Let me say it again. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Pro wrestlers, you have a bad guy and you have a good guy. What do? They control the opposition by leading the opposition. Again, behind closed doors, we know that they're best of friends. Well, so it is in politics. But the difference is, America, is you're allowing them, those said representatives that are leading by the created opposition fronts, to go ahead and step on the very price paid for our freedoms. They are desecrating the sacrifice of the men and women and the hundreds of thousands that fought blood and died to give us the freedoms in which we have. Now, on this article, I had wrote to you that Fox News, which is no better than CNN, which is no better than MSNBC, and the list goes on, ABC, NBC, so on and so forth. They put out a fake poll on July 1st, okay, causing the enemy, us, the American people, to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. stating that their poised and controlled opposition, criminal and actor Joe Biden, was winning that over Trump. Do you remember this? It was 49-39. And I said, wait a second. If you look at the controlled opposition, approved opposition, who did they put up against Donald Trump? They put up against Donald Trump those that the American people hate, therefore ensuring the victory and driving support to Donald Trump so he can have a second term to do what those that you claim that you hate desire, when in fact Donald Trump is doing what they do desire. Okay? With that said, friends, Joe Biden, 2020 vote for president, if voting now. This was a Fox News fake poll. Joe Biden was winning 49% over 39% of Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders, 49%, he was winning over Donald Trump, who was at 40%. Elizabeth Warren, 43%, was winning over Donald Trump of 41%. Kamala Harris, 42% over that of Donald Trump of 41%. Pete Buttigieg, 41% over Donald Trump, who is polling at 40%. Does anybody in their right mind believe a thing that they're being told? This is why history repeats itself, because the people don't learn from history to correct the future. Now, if we go to Joe Biden, we already know that Joe Biden has been exposed for his perversions for years in this country. And friends, I'm here to tell you they're doing so in the face of the American people to normalize the crime. And what are they advocating simultaneously, friends? They are actively trying to advocate for pedophilia, friends. So they use Joe Biden, who's been exposed for his perversions. And, of course, everybody has in their minds, well, we know he's a pervert, but he's the vice president. There's nothing that we can do about it. No, they're putting it in the face of the people, like Madonna said. And Madonna said that if you keep it out there long enough, sooner or later, the people are going to accept it. Are you going to accept the perversions of the likes of a Joe Biden? Most people are going to say absolutely not. Well, what about Elizabeth Warren, this lunatic from Massachusetts? She endorses a coup against Donald Trump. Warren also argues that illegal border invasion shouldn't be against the law. You heard me right. We have criminals that call themselves representatives that are advocating for lawlessness out of their own mouths, and yet they're still there to commit another crime against we the people because the American people give them a free hand in doing so. This woman obviously needs to be removed, Article 2, Section 4, and then indicted for her crimes against we the people. Again, lunatic Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts is running against Donald Trump. How many people do you think are going to actually vote for this lunatic? Oh, keep in mind, the poll that Fox put up said that she was winning over Donald Trump 43% to 41%. Let me ask you something, friends. Who told you that? Oh, and by the way, I need to insert this. In the meantime, while everybody is denouncing Elizabeth Warren, that same week, Donald Trump released 196,000 illegals back into the cities of America. You see how the people are taught to denounce these people? And then the good guy, Donald Trump, actually advocates and pushes through the very things that they denounce. This is how you lead. Folks, this is how you control the opposition. The way that you lead controlled opposition, friends, is continuously lead it, create it, create the problem, and then bring in the answer, and it's exactly what they're doing here. I'm going to continue down this road, friends, and we're going to get to Tulsa Gabbard, which is going to blow you away, which coincides with what I'm even telling you now.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are broadcasting live out of Lima, Ohio. We are doing the Go Therefore conference today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I will be speaking tomorrow night. From the looks of it, it's sold out. We have a packed house, and we totally appreciate your support in so many different ways. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to jump on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Check that out, friends. We got another video hopefully going up here today or tomorrow. Is that correct, Sam? Yes, get the big thumbs up. You can check that out as well. Again, if you'd like to call in at 1-866-582-9933, you may do that. We are hooked up on Comrex, ready to take your calls. We are now talking about handpicked presidential candidates. And I'm asking you the question, America. I want you to think about this, and I'm taking the show slow today. What about the other 200 candidates the media never told you about? And the ones that they did tell you about, America already despises. Joe Biden beating Donald Trump 49-39. Folks, this is called driving support to Donald Trump. Nobody's going to vote for Joe Biden. What about Elizabeth Warren? I just highlighted her. She's winning over that of Donald Trump 43% to 41%. This is what we're being told by Fox News, who is absolutely no different than any other network, friends. Six corporations worldwide are driving the same message to dummy down and to further enslave the up-and-coming generations, friends. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. Well, what about Kamala Harris, friends? What about her? We know that she's a criminal. She's a senator in California who recently said that she would usurp Congress, that's you, and the voice of the American people, and unconstitutionally change gun laws. America, let me say this. Either you're going to deal with criminal politicians or you're going to be stripped further of your God-given rights. You must fight for them, period. First Timothy 6:12, read it when you get a moment. Now, we need to keep in mind that while criminal Senator Kamala Harris is winning in the polls, said Fox News, and that she's going to usurp Congress and unconstitutionally change gun laws, as if to suggest to the American people that the majority of the people in this country advocate what Kamala Harris wants to do concerning our gun rights. Folks, that's the furthest thing from the truth. And how many times does the media need to lie to you, America, before you deal with them and their crimes against we the people? What is this all about? Well, again, this takes all eyes off of Donald Trump's administration as being the bad guy, right? And what she is doing, in fact, is driving support to Donald Trump. See, the establishment knows that Americans will never get behind Kamala Harris and her criminal actions. No way. No, the establishment transgresses 1 John 3:4, the law, our constitutional law, with the help of those who have been sold to you, the American people, as the good guys. You have to take the time to read 2 Corinthians 11:14. We've been warned. We've been shown how to detect counterfeits, America. No, as a matter of fact, I want to say this. Who's attacked your gun rights more than that of Donald Trump? No one. As a matter of fact, 26 states have now passed 55 new gun control policies by a majority of the good guys, the Republican governors, friends. See, Trump tells the NRA, he tells the people what they want to hear. There's an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com written by Matt Agarest. The title is Trump Tells NRA the Left is Coming for Your Guns. The fact of the matter is he's been quietly taking away your gun rights because it's his decision, says he. Well, what about the next one? We got none other than Pete Buttigieg. See, this is a guy that blames God for the fact that he made the choice to commit an abominable act, to become a homosexual, right? To commit the act of sodomy, which, by the way, is a felony in every state of our union in the United States of America. And it still is. If it counters God's moral law, friends, it's not law at all. And it cannot be enacted, period. Read in the U.S. Constitution, friends, Article 6, Section 2, and then notice at the end of the U.S. Constitution who the author is in 1787 in the year of our, I'll let you fill in the blank. But, friends, here again, we have presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg somehow beating Donald Trump according to this Fox News poll. And I'm telling you, friends, it's all there to drive support to Donald Trump. And in about 2 minutes, I'm going to prove my point because Breitbart just reported simultaneously to prove my point that this is all bought and paid for. And it's all set in control, friends, to the media like big tech companies, Google, Facebook, and Twitter, who are complicit in the crimes along with corrupt politicians to continuously censor and drive support to the candidate of their choice. I'm going to get to that in one moment. Pete Buttigieg, according to this Fox poll, has 41%, friends, of the votes. And only 40% go to Donald Trump. This is craziness, is it not? See, we have the mayor from Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, who, again, claims that he can't help himself, that he was born that way, then blames God for the abominable choices that he makes. Deuteronomy 30:19, and outside of the likes of less than 1.7% of the population that engage in this criminal behavior, who do you think is going to support this guy, friends? Because it's not going to be the American people. So what does this do? This all drives support to Donald Trump, who in turn supports the sodomite agenda in an attempt to now decriminalize sodomy on a global scale. Let me pause there. I just said, who's supporting sodomy on a global scale? Who's setting forth an agenda in an attempt to now decriminalize sodomy on a global scale? Donald Trump is. Who's praising Donald Trump more than the homosexuals on a global scale? Nobody. But America, I have a question for you. Have you ever bothered to ask the question, why is sodomy illegal in the first place? That's a question that the Lord has already given us concerning the answers that we need. It's an abomination in the sight of God and in man. They're called crimes against nature. Now, getting back to my point here, how is it that we are taught that Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, lunatic Elizabeth Warren, creepy Joe Biden and others are the bad guys? And yet the good guys were sold by the media, the fake news media outlets, They are constantly attacking Donald Trump. Why, I don't know, outside of the fact that leading more support to his base. It's interesting that Donald Trump is attacked when, in fact, if you look at Donald Trump, he's the one doing attacking. And who is he attacking, friends? He's attacking his support base. It's eyes off Donald Trump, eyes on Joe Biden. Look what he wants to advocate. Who's advocating it? Donald Trump. It's eyes off of Donald Trump onto Bernie Sanders. Everybody hates him. He's winning in the polls. All eyes off of Donald Trump. What is Donald Trump advocating? What Bernie Sanders is advocating? All eyes off of Donald Trump. All eyes onto lunatic Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Pete Buttigieg. Okay, who's advocating what Elizabeth Warren is advocating for, Kamala Harris is advocating for, and Pete Buttigieg is advocating for? Donald Trump is. So, America, this is the establishment that you declare that you're sick and tired of being caught up into. And if we, again, would just simply go back to the system that the Lord gave us and take heed to his words, that means pay careful attention to the way that he told us to detect people and what their standing is in the sight of God and man. Good, bad, ugly. How do you do that? You judge them by their fruit. Now, I want to show you, friends, how this is being led through opposition, created opposition. Breitbart just posted this yesterday, friends. Tulsi Gabbard suing Google for censorship of ads. I want you to listen to this carefully. If they don't want you to know who they are, they're not going to promote you. If they do want you to know who they are, they promote you. Presidential candidate and military veteran Rep. Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii is suing Google after the tech giant blocked her ads account shortly after the first Democrat presidential debate when Gabbard became the most searched for candidate in the Democratic field. In other words, friends, they want to stifle you. They want to stifle 325.7 people in this country, million people in this country. They want your choices to be the choices that they give you. They want the president to be the one that you want to be the president, friends, because they already know the only way that this is going to work is if the American people feel satisfied that they got their man that they voted for. Okay, but the fact of the matter is what the American people have done is submitted themselves to ill-designing men by taking men for what they say rather than judging them by what they do. And is it not true, friends? Action speaks a lot louder than words. Going back to this article that Breitbart just posted, Tulsi Gabbard sues Google for censorship of ads. Gabbard's complaint accuses Google of censoring the candidate at the very moment when millions of Americans wanted to learn more about her. Google didn't want you to know about her. Why? Why hasn't the government enforced the laws against big tech companies yet? Because it works for them. And friends, when you pull the curtain back, you're going to find out that these grillings are nothing more than the appeasement of the American people because we find that the representatives do absolutely nothing.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A New York man is reportedly under arrest on terror-related charges at JFK Airport. The man was planning on flying overseas to join the Taliban, but there was no immediate threat to the New York City area. Apparently, FBI agents did have the man under surveillance for an extended period of time. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi met with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, also a Democrat. All indications are that the meeting went well between them and there's no rift. But make no mistake, according to Hogan Gidley, White House Deputy Press Secretary, AOC is the new leader of the Democratic Party.
She is the face of the Democrat Party, whether she's going around with her squad on the front pages of newspapers, many of your websites. Her leftist radical agenda is in the fore in the Democrat Party. There is no doubt about that. She's running the show.
This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I am showing you how you are being lied to about what's going on once again. I'm showing you Americans and 53 countries that are listening to me even now on an international basis. These said leaders that are selling you out, your sovereignties out, they're all handpicked. They're leading the opposition, therefore they're controlling the opposition. I'm bearing the fruits verbally so you can understand, rather than what you've been told, I'm showing you what they're guilty of. We have hand-picked presidential candidates in this country. And I'm merely asking the question, what about the other 200 candidates the media never told you about? This is all driving support to Donald Trump. To do what? To do the very things in opposite and in stark contrast that he promised that he would do. I just highlighted, friends, that Elizabeth Warren, she argues that legal border invasion shouldn't be against the law. Well, the fact of the matter is, well, you're paying attention to Elizabeth Warren. What is Donald Trump doing? He just released 196,000 illegals into American cities with all-inclusive packages with work permits and benefits on their way. If you listen to his double talk, friends, what he's saying is we're going to build the wall, which he has failed to do. And how many times has he changed his story on that, American? How many times has he changed his mind on that, American? He's not following the rule of law. He's taking orders. He's doing what he's told to do. And what is he doing, friends? Just the exact opposite. We are to judge men by their fruit. Then we're told that Senator Kamala Harris, friends, she would assert congressional authority and go ahead and unconstitutionally change gun laws. Who gave her the authority to do that? Who gave her the right to do that? Did you delegate that authority to her Americans to do so? Nope. Then if she does it, that makes her an outlaw. Then that means she's committing crimes, and she must be dealt with as a criminal, because that's what she's doing, is committing a crime, right? Well, she said she would change gun laws. Well, the fact of the matter is you don't have to worry about that, because, well, you're looking at Kamala Harris. Guess what? Donald Trump is snatching away your gun rights. I highlighted the fact on sonsoflibertymedia.com, 26 states have now passed 55 new gun control policies by a majority of Republican governors. Why, Bradley, do you bring these things up over and over again? Because you are continuously being inundated, friends, to forget about what they told you yesterday. I'm here to remind you that your rights are the most important thing, and that they have been blood-bought, and they have been given unto you by God. And this is the very things that this administration is attempting to strip away from you while they divert your attention over to those that you hate. So while the media is accusing them of what they want to do to you, Donald Trump, behind closed doors, while your eyes are on them, is doing the very things that he says he would never do in a million years, yet he's doing it. And then I talked about presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg. You know, nobody's going to vote for this guy. He's a homosexual. He kissed never in the history of mankind, his homosexual husband on national television, friends, on cue, doing what he's told, because he's a useful little idiot, right? But behind closed doors, friends, Donald Trump is advocating what? Decriminalizing sodomy on a global scale. I didn't know that he was the president of the world. I didn't know that he had constitutional authority, nor did I know that he had delegated authority from we the people to decriminalize what God condemns. So much for his Christianity, right, America? He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Oh, Bradley, who are you to judge? I want to tell you something, friends. I'm not judging, but I am giving you the judge's words. That's the bottom line. I want to go back to you, friends, to show you, like a friend of mine, Michael Peruca, who ran for the Constitutional Party in 2004, when he was approached by a reporter in Washington, D.C. He was running for the presidency of the United States of America. And, folks, I'm telling you, he was going to drop the hammer on crime the first day in office. A reporter approached him and said to him, so why is it that nobody's heard of you? He said, because the media doesn't want you to know who I am. Well, guess what, friends? This is exactly what they just did to Tulsi Gabbard. She's suing Google censorship of ads. What did they do? They blacked her out because they seen that people were Googling her name. They did not want her to get out there. They did not want her to be a presidential contender. Why? Because she was a real one. She was there really to work for the folks. She's a veteran. She's there to work for the people, so she says. But I'll tell you what, the reason they blackballed her is because she's a threat to the very establishment America that you keep dealing with and you keep getting duped by. How many times can you do that before you stand up and say no more? Gabbard's complaint accuses Google of censoring the candidate at the very moment when millions of Americans wanted to learn more about her. Why didn't Google want anybody to know about or have you know about none other than Tulsi Gabbard? Because she's a real contender. Just like not saying that all 200 of them are that are running for the presidency of the United States of America, friends. But why did they put a blackout on the other 200 candidates that were running for the presidency of the United States of America? Because they are not the created opposition. They're not players in the circus of politics. It's really this simple. Friends, these are actors. And when you're not a part of the system, when you're not a part of the establishment, you're blackballed. Is that not what this Breitbart report is sharing with us even now, friends? Tulsi Gabbard's complaint against Google At the height of Gabbard's popularity among internet searchers in the immediate hours after the debate ended and in the thick of critical post-debated period, when television viewers, radio listeners, newspapers, readers, and millions of others and Americans are discussing and searching for presidential options and candidates, Google suspended Tulsi's Google ad account without warning. They shut her down. Folks, those hand-picked presidential contenders for none other than that of, and by the way, it doesn't just apply in the present. It applies to, folks, his predecessors, Donald Trump predecessors concerning presidents in the United States. They were all hand-picked. Do you remember during the candidacy of Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, illegitimate, has no business whatsoever being in the presidential office of the United States of America, none, zero, zilch? Isn't it interesting how they put up a guy that nobody likes? Literally, nobody liked him. He's a snake. He's a Judas. Read Luke 22:48. Who was that? John McCain. What did they do? They put up John McCain because they knew nobody liked John McCain. Did you guys, going over to Barack Hussein Obama, did you guys take the time to watch Alan Keyes during the presidential debate in Illinois, spank Barack Hussein Obama 15 different ways and then hand him his hat? Alan Keyes is a very brilliant man. And by the way, he was a black man. But why did they pick some dork, literally, friends, some dummy like Barack Hussein Obama? Because if they did allow Alan Keyes to become the president of the United States of America, guess what, friends? He would expose the establishment for what they were and what they are. They couldn't have that. They had to have a player. They had to have one that would go right along with the agenda and continuously allow the agenda to go forward while the media spin doctors continuously push the propaganda on the American people to continuously divert them and giving them 20 different stories at the same time, inundating them with new crimes of their said representatives on a daily basis to the point where they have to throw their hands up and they just say, oh, I can't have anything to do with politics. This is all by design. As a matter of fact, if you go to the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, he said that no country can endure continued warfare. This is all by design. America, shut down CIA-controlled media. Shut down their outlets. Quit supporting them. And I want to tell you who supports them more than anybody, friends, today's talking heads, namely the conservatives of the day. I shared with you the other day, I ran into Mark Levin, probably the second time I've ever taken the time to listen to him. He was a part of George Bush's administration, for those that didn't know. But what I wanted to say to you, friends, is he was giving Americans, those that are subject to the establishment of the United States of America, reasons as to why you need to praise Donald Trump. And I'm here to tell you that for every reason Mark Levin gave you as to why you should praise Donald Trump, he was going off of what was thrown to him to report. For everything and every reason that he gave you to praise Donald Trump, I am here to counter it with Donald Trump's fruit. And that is why I continuously open up the lines, friends, to have someone combat, to set me straight concerning the things that I'm telling you. Does it not tell you something, listeners? By the way, thank you for making us the number one and two radio show in the country on Genesis Communication Networks out of 82-87 radio show host. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. People are sick and tired of what today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are throwing them. It's propaganda. They're the biggest cheerleaders of the establishment, friends, the conservatives of the day are. They're not making reference to constitutional law, which exposes the crimes of this said administration. They're not exposing the fact that this administration is doing the opposite of what he said. Why? Because they're not paying attention to the way that the Lord warned us and told us as to how we are to detect counterfeits by judging them by their fruits. I mean, friends, I got to say this. You've got to have your eyes on both your finger, or I'm sorry, you have to have both your fingers on your eyeballs not to see what's going on concerning this administration. He's getting his back end handed to him by a bunch of women that is only there, by the way, as they play the circus of politics, continuously establish them as the new face of politics concerning Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ocasio-Cortez. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Lima, Ohio, doing a conference here, friends. We drove 14 hours straight yesterday just to get here. Folks, that's just how we operate here. Luke 19:10, you'll understand it when you read it, but we kill it. We just do what we have to do, and it doesn't bother us as to how far we have to go in doing it. Speaking of which, folks, this has been the busiest year in ministry. We have been to California. We've been to Florida three times. We've been to Wisconsin. Now, this is the second time in Ohio. We've been on the East Coast. And we are going to be in California again. I believe we're going to be in Alexandria, Minnesota, coming up here in the middle of August. And we have the Minnesota State Fair. That will be for 144 hours straight, 12 days straight. But what an opportunity it is that we have. So we make the most of our opportunities, friends, because we know that they may not come around again. And the object of the Lord's heart and his servants as ambassadors is to seek and save that which is lost. And that's exactly what we're doing here. One more shout out. We have a phone call. If you'd like to call in at any time, set up, phone call set up on Tomrax, 1-866-582-9933. I want to address some of our live chat friends right now. One guy said, look up the Council for National Policy, CNP, I've been there, by the way, and how they are simply the enemy in disguises that creates and controls the conservative side of politics. They have joint members with the anti-American Council on Foreign Affairs. Of course. There's no question about it. See, the problem is in the pulpits, because there's so much lukewarmness, there's so much heresy coming from the pulpits today, that many people don't know the difference. And I want to say this, I'm not blaming the pulpits, because everybody in this country has a Bible. I just got into a hotel here in Lima, Ohio. First thing my son does is show me the Bible. They're here, friends. The reason we're in trouble is because the people don't know the Word of God. They are biblically illiterate. And secondly, friends, they've allowed their said representatives to create a political language which counters, it's foreign to the United States Constitution, because people in this country, out of a lack of gratitude, saying thank you to the veterans who paid the ultimate price, namely the Christ on the cross, John 3:16, 1 Peter 3:18 as well, but out of a lack of gratitude, friends, but they don't know the Constitution. That's why we're in trouble today. And this, by the way, is the very beginning stages of the religion of ignorance. And there's so many ignorant people in this country that they actually believe when they watch a Donald Trump, who is, folks, he is so unpresidential. I mean, you take him and put him up against JFK. It's just in a debate. It's so pathetic. He's a gossip. He doesn't speak according to the Constitution. He speaks according to the dictates of what he wants to do and what he's allowed to do, period. That's what he's doing today, and it's unconstitutional. There's no question about it. What better way, friends, to put the American people to sleep than to put up someone that the people love? And he has been groomed in television, on radio, in movies for decades in this country as the good guy. And then finally, he gets his own show called The Apprentice. You're fired. What were people looking for in this country? Someone that would get in the people's White House and deal with the injustices. Are you seeing that happen? Nope, it's the number one thing I hear across the country day after day. When is this president going to do what he promised? When's he going to do what he promised? When's he going to do what he promised? Folks, here you have it. Nothing. How do you destroy a country? Leave off justice. It's called legal plunder. And what is happening today? I just had a conversation with an attorney yesterday, a constitutional attorney. And I was talking about the things that are taking place in this country. He said the problem that we're having is those that are in government representative positions aren't enforcing the laws that are already there. Then I said, then they need to be sued after they're removed, Article 2, Section 4. So we're going to have that conversation in the up and comings. But America, you need to understand that if your representatives are running perpendicular, in contrast, friends, foreign to the Constitution, they need to be removed and charged. Because if they're not going to bring forth the law to establish justice, which guards our liberties, then you have to do it. And let me tell you something, friends, they're not doing it. And your country's being handed over to a bunch of foreigners right in front of your faces. And the CIA-controlled media and the said representatives in this country, friends, are making way for them to do so. It's a handoff, friends. And it's perfect judgment under the finger of God. So don't sit there and highlight to me how the bad guys are winning and it's this group doing it, the Zionists and the Jews and, you know, this group over here, CIA, and these guys, the Skull and Bones, they're doing it, and the Masons, they're doing it. No. I don't care what they're doing, friends. The bottom line is, America, you need to repent. And when you repent before God, your enemies are going to be scurrying from you, not you from them, period. It really, truly is that simple. And it's very scriptural. I got one guy talking about the deep state. How to, just talking about it's the deep state. Let me ask you something. And doing my best to answer some of the questions that we have in front of us right now. How does the deep state do what the deep state does without Donald Trump's administration or the current administration doing it for them? Hey, the deep state's going for our guns. But wait a second. Who's stripping you of your right to bear arms? Donald Trump's administration is. What's hard to understand about this? Here, this is deep state defined. I did an article, friends, called about on sonsoflibertymedia.com. How does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? I'm here to tell you they cannot. They're the ones doing it for them. As described in 2013 by Mike Lofgren, a former Republican U.S. congressional aide, The deep state is a hybrid association of elements of government and parts of top-level finance, an industry that is effectively able to govern the United States without reference to the consent of the governed as expressed through the formal political process. Let me say it this way to those that are willing to accept responsibility. They're doing what you're allowing them to get away with. You're breeding tyranny. You're breeding and adding strength to tyranny by allowing them to continuously do the things that they're doing. And you're the pawn on the board if you refuse to deal with them. This is the establishment, America. This is the deep state. You know, it's interesting. We have the grown-ups in this country looking for someone to blame. And the fact of the matter is when we look in the mirror, I can see when I go in the bathroom and look in the mirror, I see the government. I'm the government. When you look in the mirror, you're the government. And where you see the government is in error or it is wrong, then we must take responsibility before God and man and right the wrongs. Is not that the job of the church? Absolutely it is. We're called to be the light of the world that reproves the darkness. And if we fail to be the light, guess what? We're breeding darkness. If we fail to deal with criminals in government, friends, then they're allowed to be there. And friends, I want to tell you something. We have so many because we have all these hearings going on. Now we're hearing this thing about Mueller. Friends, they're actors. They're all put in place to act out. Where are the indictments? Who's ever charged, friends? When Trey Gowdy and Jason Chaffetz and now Ted Cruz, when they do their grillings and appease you, let me ask you something. Where's the justice? Where's the indictments concerning those that are committing crimes against we the people? You never see them, friends, because they are putting on a show for you as you are being stripped of your God-given rights. This is what I want you to do before the end of the show here. I want you to go to a veteran memorial. I want you to look at the crosses over the heads of the fallen that are family members from World War I to the present that you may know of, even going back further than that if you have a family genealogy. I ask you a question. What did they fight for? They fought for the very liberties that are under attack by your said representatives today. They fought a foreign enemy in their time. They fought a foreign enemy, and they fought off foreign enemies that were attacking your God-given rights, that you've been conditioned through politicians, the CIA-controlled media, and the deep state to submit to. Friends, I want you to think about that. How do you say thank you to them men that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have when you allow what you see in this country 24/7 to go on? How are you saying thanks? How are you saying thank you to them when you allow criminal politicians to desecrate their memories? That's a simple question. How do you call yourself a Christian when you don't live for him who died for you? 2 Corinthians 5:15. You know, by the way, in parallel, did you know that the word patriot, Webster's 1828, means to uphold dying laws? Hey, friends, our laws, our way of life, they're all under attack. And if our laws are transgressed, guess what? We lose our freedoms. But when we fight to maintain the law, guess what? We can hold up the freedoms in which we have, and we can happily, with a God-blessed legacy, give to our posterity. There's no other way. We must do what we must do.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.